Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Micron Technology, Inc. NASDAQ. MU. Micron Technology's CFO, Mark Murphy, spoke at KeyBank's Technology Leadership Forum conference, giving an update on the company's progress. Murphy reported that the growth of the company was occurring as expected, and that demand for their products was expected to increase through the year. In response to questions about potential disruptions from the CAC ban in China, Murphy said that the company is working to mitigate this risk. He also highlighted Micron's innovation in data center technology and expressed confidence about the company's strong product portfolio. Murphy also mentioned that Micron is experiencing improvements in their supply-demand balance, with demand steadily increasing and supply slowing. He also stated that the company expects to see a price increase in the second half of the current year. However, the CAC ban in China posed risks to the company's results. On the other hand, Murphy expressed optimism about Micron's position in the high-bandwidth memory, HMB, market and forecast material revenues for HMB by the second half of the following year. He also stressed the company's progress on its 1-beta process node technology. Lastly, Murphy talked about a broader and more durable demand in the memory market compared with the past, which in his view makes both the supply and demand factors of the business better positioned for the future. Key takeaways. The statement implies that the company is in a strong position because it's built on the top process technology in its field. Customer engagements are described as intimate, indicating close collaborations that could translate into strong business relations. Positives. The utilization of the best process technology and close customer collaborations are significant advantages as they put the company in an excellent position for future operations. Challenges. One potential issue could be the maintenance of these intimate customer relationships. As with any business, ensuring high customer satisfaction levels and dealing with individual customer requirements can be demanding.